Bem?
Sweet.
Says the Gemara and of Mem Tes Omud Aleph. Tana Rabbanan. Mahu Chosem Bebinyan Yerushalayim. What exactly are you supposed to finish off? How do you finish off the bracha? The bracha that we've been talking about, Boine Yerushalayim. Rabbi Yosi bar Rabbi Yehuda Omer, Moshiach Yisrael. Moshiach Yisrael. HaKadosh Baruch Hu is the savior of Klal Yisrael. Says the Gemara, Moshiach Yisrael in, comma, Binyan Yerushalayim, loy, question mark. When you say Moshiach Yisrael, do you mean to the exclusion of Boine Yerushalayim? That can't be. Surely the whole content of the bracha is with regard to Yerushalayim. That's the main body of the bracha. Hello. Ema, perhaps let's suggest what we meant is Af Moshiach Yisrael. Not that you must say Moshiach Yisrael and do not say Boine Yerushalayim, but rather even Moshiach Yisrael. If you have a look at Rashi, Rashi explains the question in more detail. Says Rashi, Boine Yerushalayim loy, bitmiya, this is a question. Im chosam Boine Yerushalayim lav chasimahi, question mark. Are you trying to tell me that if you close the bracha with Boine Yerushalayim, then you're not yotze the bracha? Lav chasimahi, how can that be? Haloi, but surely ikka bracha, the main body of the bracha, the Yerushalayim hi. So it can't mean, surely, that you've got to finish Moshiach Yisrael and don't close in Boine Yerushalayim. That can't be. Says Rashi, hello, Ema Af Moshiach. You're right, the Gemara doesn't mean that you have to finish with that and not mention Yerushalayim. Rather, even this closing will also suffice, but not to the exclusion of, either one will do. Hello, Ema Af Moshiach, says Rashi, Im Bo Lachtoim Moshiach Yisrael, quote unquote. If, for whatever reason, you want to close the bracha with the words Moshiach Yisrael, V'loi Chosam, and you did not, however, close with the words Boine Yerushalayim Yotza. That's what the Gemara means, that you're allowed to say Moshiach Yisrael. Not that you must say it rather than Boine Yerushalayim, but you may close with those words instead of Boine Yerushalayim. Why? Says Rashi, because it's all the same thing. Shetshuas Yisrael, he binyan Yerushalayim, because the salvation of Klal Yisrael is in fact the building of Yerushalayim. So yes, the main body of this bracha is binyan Yerushalayim. To finish it with the words Moshiach Yisrael is exactly the same theme, because the salvation of Yisrael is the building of Yerushalayim. Says the Gemara, Rabbo bar Rav Huna, ikla lebei reish galusa. So Rabbo bar Huna came to the yeshiva of reish galusa. Posach b'choda v'siyem b'tarti. Literally translated, he began with one and finished with two. What does that mean? What's the one? What's the two? So look at Rashi. Posach b'choda, keshe hischil b'brocha. When he began the brocha, loy omar, he did not say, Rachem Hashem al Yisrael amecho, v'al Yerushalayim irecho. He didn't mention those two topics, both Klal Yisrael and Yerushalayim, Elo achas mehen, rather only one of them. He began the bracha by saying Racham Hashem Yisrael, Racham Hashem al Yisrael, or Rachem Hashem al Yerushalayim. But he did not say both. He did not say both. Of course, the Nusach that we have, we're all familiar with our benching, is of course, Rachem lo Hashem alekeinu al Yisrael amecha v'al Yerushalayim irecha. So we do begin with... We definitely do begin with two. But Rabbi Bahuna did not do so. Rabbi Bahuna began with only one. Says Rashi, however, ukashechosam, when, however, he closed the bracha, chosam bishtayim. In the closing of the bracha, he did mention both. And he said, Moshia Yisrael uboine Yerushalayim. The Kodesh Baruch Hu brings about the salvation of Klal Yisrael and also the builder of Yerushalayim. So that's what it means. He began with one and ended up with two. Says the Gemara, Omer Rav Chista. Rav Yosef, how do they translate in your Alt Scroll? Gevurata. Gevurata lemichtam betarati. Is it a great thing?
It's an act of greatness.
Right. In other words, they were querying, why did he finish off the bracha with two separate mentions of Klal Yisrael and Yerushalayim? Omer Rav Chista, Gevurta, is that a great thing? From the word Gibor, Gevura. Is that an act of greatness? Lemechtam, to close the bracha betarati? Question mark. Surely not. Why? V'hotanya, because we have learned in a brisa, Rabbi Omer, ein choismin b'shtayim. You're not supposed to finish with two. You're not supposed to finish with two. So I don't understand, why on earth did he finish with two? Is that something special? It would seem to be not. Now, what's the problem with finishing with two? So the truth is, the Gemara will explain in a few lines time, but Rashi fills us in already at this stage. Have a look at Rashi.
Sorry about the disturbance.
No problem. Says Rashi, Ein choismin b'shtayim shedoymin, because that's comparable, la'oisin mitzvois chavilois, to bundling up mitzvahs. What does that mean, bundling up mitzvahs? We have a famous principle, Ein oisin mitzvahs chavilois chavilois. You do not make mitzvahs bundled up together. What would be an example? Says Rashi, Ki heichid omar, just as it says in Psochim, Ein oimer beis kedushois al kois echot. You do not make two separate subjects, two different kedushois on one kois. So what would be an example? The Gemara there in Psochim is talking about the following case. Imagine if you were eating a meal on Friday afternoon, a bread-based meal, and all of a sudden you notice, look out the window, it's become dark. So he wants to stop eating, and he wants to make Birkas HaMozein, and he'd like to do Birkas HaMozein al HaKois. But because it's Friday night, he also has another chiyuv, and that is Kiddush al HaKois. So the Gemara says, you don't do Birkas HaMozein and also Kiddush on the same kois. That's what it means, two Kiddushes. Why not? Says the Gemara, that's the principle of Einos and Mitzvahs, Chavilos, Chavilos. You don't bundle them up. Why not? What's the problem with bundling up mitzvahs? And the answer is, Rashi says they're in Psochim, because if you do so, it looks like the mitzvah is a burden on you. And I can't be bothered to have two separate koses, so I'm just trying to be yotze, just trying to get myself off the hook. So it displays a certain disrespect towards the mitzvah. If you have a chiva birkas hamazon, that's one kois. Kiddush, another kois. By bundling them all together, it looks like you're just trying to get this duty off your back.
What if he's an ani and only has enough wine or grape juice for one kos?
The ma'isa, it's mutter. It's not ma'akev. It's only a din lechatchila.
What isn't that what we do on Motzei Shabbos? By Shalosh Shuddis and then Havdalah?
So one second. So the Gemara asks, what do you do on Motzah Shabbos, for example, when you have Motzah Shabbos, which is also Yom Tov?
Yeah.
Which, for example, this is what happened last year. Erev Pesach was on Shabbos. So Motzah Shabbos was, in fact, Pesach. Which means we have the famous combination called Yak Nahaz. Yak Nahaz, Yain, Kiddush, Neir, Havdalah, Zmani. You're making one kois for Kiddush and also for Havdalah. So how can I do all of that on one kois? Surely that's breaking the rule of Chavilos, Chavilos. So the Gemara says, no, that's not a problem. Why is that not a problem? Because Kiddush and Havdalah is really two sides of the same coin. It's all the same type of principle. It's not two unrelated chiyuvim, like, for example, Birkas HaMazon and Kiddush.
But a lot of people do that on Motzei Shabbos. They bench from Shalosh Shuddis with a kos, and then they use the same kos at Havdalah.
That's a different thing, because then you're not doing it at the same time. We're talking about doing two mitzvahs literally back to back. Like now, Birkas HaMazon and Kiddush on the same kos.
Plus, wouldn't Ma'ariv Motzei Shabbos intervene between Shalosh Shuddis and Havdalah?
Right, right, correct. And then you have all serious questions with regard to drinking the kos. This is very, very negeah, extremely negeah la'alocha, when most people, the general minhag is, as we well know, most people do not do Birkas HaMazon al ha'kos. But imagine you go to a Sheva Brachas for Shalosh Shuddis. If you go for Sheva Brachas for a Shalosh Shuddis, then we do bench al ha'kos, and you have all different shilas. Firstly, if you're ever wondering, that's why when you go to a Sheva Brachas, that's why they always have two kosis. One for Birkas HaMazon and one for the Sheva Brachas al ha'kos. Why can't we just do that all over one kos? Because Einos and Mitzvahs Chavilos Chavilos. So then you have this question. When you make Shalosh Shuddis, Sheva Brachas, you make these two kosis, a whole big balagan. When exactly do you drink the wine? Because it's ready after Nacht, then you can't drink, etc., etc. It's after benching. After benching, you're not allowed to eat before Ma'ariv. Okay, that's a different topic. But either way, so we have a principle of Ein Oisin Mitzvahs Chavilos Chavilos, at least when you're doing them at the same time. When you're not doing them at the same time, then it's no problem. For example, the Gemara tells us that imagine you have in your home Erev Tavshilin. So you've got Yom Tov backing up onto Shabbos. We have the principle of Erev Tavshilin. So the Gemara says when it comes to Shabbos and you need bread for Lecha Mishnah, it would be recommendable to use that same challah that you used for Erev Tavshilin. Why? Why isn't that considered Chavilos Chavilos? And the answer is no, because it's only considered Chavilos Chavilos when I'm performing two mitzvahs exactly at the same time. Like Birkas HaMazon, followed immediately by Kiddush. When you made your Erev Tavshilin on Yom Tov, and now you're having Lecha Mishnah on Shabbos, that's a different story. Either way, let's come back now to our Gemara. Why are we discussing Chavilos Chavilos? So Rashi said, Shedoimin, Doimin, that's the key word. That if you are Choseim Batarati, if you finish off the bracha with a double mention, i.e. you say Moshiach Yisrael and also Boinu Yerushalayim, then that's similar to Chavilos Chavilos. Now, this is a bit of a chiddush, and I think everybody appreciates that this is a chiddush. When I have two separate commandments, two separate mitzvahs, for example, Birkas HaMazon and Kiddush, so then I understand. HaKadosh Baruch Hu wants you to do a mitzvah, or Chazal HaKadosh wants you to do a mitzvah. Don't perform that in a way that displays that you're just trying to get it off your back, over and done with. But how does that exactly apply to when I'm thanking Hashem? HaKadosh Baruch Hu is the Moshiach Yisrael, and also the Boine Yerushalayim? In what way exactly is that comparable to Chavilos Chavilos? So it seemed to be that no, it is the same. At least Rashi says, it's doimim, it's comparable. If you want to thank HaKadosh Baruch Hu for being Moshiach Yisrael, and you also want to thank HaKadosh Baruch Hu for being the Bein Yerushalayim, don't bundle those up. Declare a separate thanks for each one individually. And if you bundle them up, it just, as it were, gives the impression that you're just trying to get it over and done with. So therefore, that's the principle of the Gemara. So Mela, when Rav Huna was chosim betarati, that's what the Gemara is querying. Why are you doing that? You're not supposed to be chosim betarati because that's basically similar to chavilos chavilos. So now the Gemara will discuss it. And although Rashi mentioned this chavilos chavilos principle, we'll see, in fact, he's just quoting a Gemara in a few lines time. Says the Gemara, Gufa. Let's now re-examine this halacha. Rabbi Oimer Ein Chosmin B'Shtayim. So Rabbi tells us that you're not supposed to be Chosmin B'Shtayim. So Esve Levi L'Rabbi. So Levi asked the following kasha to Rabbi. Al Ha'oretz V'Al Ha'mozoin. Al Ha'oretz V'Al Ha'mozoin. Surely in the second bracha of benching, how do we finish off? We thank HaKadosh Baruch Hu both for the Oretz, Eretz Yisrael, and also for the Mozin. Isn't that a double thanking? Isn't that, therefore, a violation of this rule of Ein Chosmin B'Shtayim? Says the Gemara, no. What it means is, Eretz, the Mafka Mozin. It's the land that produces food. It's not two separate thanks. I'm not thanking HaKadosh Baruch Hu separately for Eretz Yisrael and also for the food. Rather, I'm thanking HaKadosh Baruch Hu for the Oretz, the Mafka, that produces Mozein. So that's not considered a double thanks. Then he came back with another question, similar question with a similar answer. Al ha'oretz va'al ha'peiros. When you say, not benching, but bracha of the Ein Sholesh. So there too, how do we finish off the bracha? We say al ha'oretz va'al ha'peiros. Isn't that thanking a double thank? Says the Gemara, no. Once again, what it means is, it's the oretz de mafka peiros. It's the land that produces peiros. So I'm not thanking HaKadosh Baruch Hu separately for Eretz Yisrael and also for peiros, but rather it's the land which produces peiros. Okay, here comes now the third question. Mekadesh Yisrael v'hazmanim. How do we finish off the bracha in Shmoneh Esra on Yom Tov? We say that HaKadosh Baruch Hu is the Mekadesh Yisrael, sanctifies Klal Yisrael, Vahazmanim, and the different times of year. So that again would seem to be a violation of the rule of Ein Chosmin B'Shtayim, because we are being Chosmin B'Shtayim, because you're mentioning Yisrael and the Zmanim. Says the Gemara, no. Again, it's all one. Yisrael, the Kachinu Lezmanim. Klal Yisrael, who in turn are Mekadesh Vizmanim. As we know, at least in the times of the Beis Hamikdash, the way that Yom Tov came about was absolutely dependent on the Beis Din. There was no calendar. Whenever two witnesses came to the Beis Din, declared it Rosh Chodesh, they made a calculation accordingly, and that decided when Yom Tov was. So it's actually Klal Yisrael who are being Mekadesh the Yom Tov. So that's what it means. Mekadesh Yisrael v'hazmanim is not two separate inyonim, that HaKadosh Baruch Hu is Mekadesh Klal Yisrael and also the Zmanim. Rather, it means HaKadosh Baruch Hu is Mekadesh Klal Yisrael who are Mekadesh the Zmanim. Similarly, another kasha, Mekadesh Yisrael v'Roshei Chodoshim. Isn't that a double fang? So the Gemara says once again, no. It's Yisrael dekodshinu l'Roshei Chodoshim. Rosh Baruch Hu is Mekadesh Klal Yisrael, who in turn are Mekadesh Roshei Chodoshim. This we know is the very famous Gemara. It's a Gemara Yerushalmi, actually, in Yuma. And the Gemara says an incredible principle. We know every girl, every woman, she's born as a basula, as a virgin. She has relations, and she's made into a ba'ula. But the Gemara says that if she has relations at a very young age, before the age of 3 years old, then the skin will grow back and she will once again become a basula. If it's over the age of three, then once it's gone and she will forever remain a ba'ula. But if it's lower than the age of three, then she will become a basula once again. So the Gemara says a phenomenal principle. What happens if a girl lost her basulim on the very last day of her third year of her life, meaning she's almost three, but not quite three? So the Gemara says that if Eidim come to Beis Din now and declare it Rosh Chodesh, well, then she's three. And if she's three, those basulim will not grow back. And if the Eidim do not come to Beis Din, so Rosh Chodesh is not today, Rosh Chodesh is only tomorrow, then the Basulim will grow back. So you see the tremendous koyach that Chazal have. That once Chazal declare it Rosh Chodesh or not declare Rosh Chodesh, that then determines the reality. That then determines the reality. That's the koyach of Klal Yisrael. They are Mekadesh the Chodesh, and the Halacha then fits in with that. The Metzias of the world then fits in with that. Okay. Says the Gemara, here we get stuck. Where do we get stuck? Because Mekadesh HaShabbos v'Yisrael v'Hazmanim. What do you do when Shabbos is on Yom Tov? What's the Nusach of the Bracha? Mekadesh HaShabbos v'Yisrael v'Hazmanim. So why is that a big problem? So look at Rashi. Says Rashi, Mekadesh HaShabbos v'Yisrael v'Hazmanim. Says Rashi, V'hochan over here, you're stuck. Leka lemeimar, here you cannot say Yisrael mekadshe leShabbos v'zmanim. Here you can't say like we said before. Before we said that Klal Yisrael mekadesh teChodesh, Klal Yisrael mekadesh teZmanim. But you can't say that with regard to Shabbos. Why? De'ilu zmanim, because when you're talking about the zmanim, meaning the mo'adim, the yomim tovim, that is tluyin be'Beis Din. That is, yes, dependent on the Beis Din. Lekadesh chodoshim, to sanctify the month, al pi hore'ia, in accordance with citing the new moon. So it really is the onus on the Beis Din, and they are the one being mekadesh the chodesh, so it's Klal Yisrael's doing. Avol Shabbos, Kadisha, V'kayma. But Shabbos stands holy whether or not you are Mekadosh it. We don't need Klal Yisrael to be Mekadosh the Shabbos. It's true that in theory a person can and should be Mekabel on himself early Shabbos. Even in the winter, one should be Mekabel the Halach of Taste for Shabbos. That's not our discussion. But even if a person doesn't, when it comes to nightfall, it will be Shabbos come what may. So Klal Yisrael are not Mekadesh the Shabbos. So here we're very stuck. When you say in the davening Mekadesh HaShabbos V'Yisrael V'Azmanim, you cannot say Mekadesh HaShabbos V'Yisrael, meaning that Yisrael and Mekadesh the Shabbos. That's not true. So therefore, you're going to have to admit that there's a big comma after the word HaShabbos. It's Mekadesh HaShabbos plus Yisrael V'Azmanim. So therefore, it really is Chosem B'Tarti. All of the others we managed to squirm out because it's Eretz Yisrael that produces the food. It's Eretz Yisrael that produces the fruits. It's Klal Yisrael U'Mekadesh, the Chodesh and the Yom Tov. But you get stuck when it comes to Shabbos. Says the Gemara, you're right. Chutz Mizu. Besides for that, you're right, that's the exception to the rule. That's the exception to the rule. Generally, the rule is Ein Chosmin B'Shtayim, but this is the exception. Ah, so if it's the exception, then what's wrong with saying Moshia Yisrael U'Beine Yerushalayim? Why can't that be an exception as well? If you're forced to admit that this rule has an exception, so why can't we come up with another exception? Says the Gemara, Umayishno, what's the difference? Question mark. If you're prepared to accept Mekadesh HaShabbos V'Yisrael V'Azmanim, so you're admitting that the rule does have exceptions, so why are you not prepared to accept Moshia Yisrael U'Boine Yerushalayim? Says the Gemara, Hocha, Choda he. Hosam over here, we'll see what this means. It's all one. Hosam tarati, but there it is two. Kol choda v'choda, each individual one, ba'ape nafsha by itself. What does that mean? Look at Rashi. There's a long Rashi, but we're only doing the first half. The second half. There's a whole long girsa, which is not ours. Says Rashi, Chutz mizu, maishna hocha, chodahi. Ein kan elo birkas mekadish. The reason why that exception to the rule is acceptable, because it's true. You are thanking for two separate items, but it's all under one category. It's HaKadosh Baruch Hu being Mekadesh. I'm thanking HaKadosh Baruch Hu for one thing that has several examples. HaKadosh Baruch Hu is the Mekadesh, and that's what I'm thanking for. Now, what is he Mekadesh? He's Mekadesh a number of things, Shabbos and Yisrael, Hazmanim. So how many thanks would we call that? That's one thanks. What are you thanking for? I'm thanking for HaKadosh Baruch Hu being Mekadesh. That's what it means. Over there is one. Ein kan, says Rashi, Elo Birkas Mekadesh. Over there, there is only one topic, and that is the thanking for HaKadosh Baruch Hu being Mekadesh. Shemavoreich HaKadosh Baruch Hu, Shemekadesh HaShabbos V'Hazmanim. So that's not really called two separate thankings. That's one thanking with two examples of the same thing. Avol Moshia Yisrael Uboine Yerushalayim Tarati Mili Ninhu. But saving Klal Yisrael and building Yerushalayim is two separate things. That's not one thanks with two examples. That's two separate thankings. I'm thanking HaKadosh Baruch Hu for being the savior of Klal Yisrael. I'm thanking HaKadosh Baruch Hu for being the Bainei Yerushalayim. V'ein koilalim, and one does not include beis devarim b'brocha achas. You do not thank and include HaKadosh Baruch Hu for two separate things in one bracha. Therefore, it's true. Basically, the rule does have this mini exception, but the exception makes a lot of sense. If I say Mekadesh HaShabbos V'Yisrael V'Azmanin, it's not two or three different thankings. It's one thanking with various examples.
But if why I say, do we call it an exception? It's not two things. It's not an exception.
Yeah, but it still is an exception because we've never seen a rule till this point that you can say two examples. So you're right. If we don't want to call it an exception, we'll say it's an expansion of the rule. It's an expansion of the rule. Not only are you allowed and supposed to thank HaKadosh Baruch Hu for one item, you're also allowed to thank HaKadosh Baruch Hu for two examples of the same item. That's what it means. It's an exception, or at least an expansion of the rule. But to thank HaKadosh Baruch Hu for two separate things, that's a violation of the rule. Says the Gemara, looking conclusion, this is what Rashi was referring to before. The Tana Mai. And what indeed is the reason why not Ein Chosmin Bishtayim? Why indeed can you not conclude the bracha by thanking twice? Lefi She'ein Oisin Mitzvois Chavilois Chavilois. So what Rashi explained before turns out to be a Mefurash Gemara. This is considered to be chavilos chavilos. Like we said before, it's not exactly the same. The classic chavilos chavilos is with regard to mitzvahs. Don't do birkas hamazon and kiddush, which is two separate mitzvahs on the same kos. Whereas over here, we're not talking about mitzvahs, we're talking about thankings. But the Gemara is saying the same principle would apply. Okay, Mitzvah Hashem, we'll continue this next time. I guess it'll be next week, Mitzvah Hashem.
Shakar.
Okay, all the best. See you, everybody. Have a great day.